Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the broadcast again today. And we are sharing with you on the subject of possessing your inheritance in Christ. In Christ, we have an inheritance. We are heirs of God. We are joint heirs with Christ. And Jesus is an heir of all things. That makes us an heir of all things. All things are yours. All the promises of God are yours. The Bible says that the promises are yea and in Him, amen. What God has promised, He will perform in your life. And we're looking at principles and qualities that are necessary for you to possess your inheritance. We're going to summarize some of the things that we've talked about so far. One thing that's important in order to know that you can possess your inheritance is, number one, knowing that you have a covenant with God. When you know you have a covenant with God, you know that God is going to perform His Word. He has set a covenant, an unbreakable one, and the Word of His covenant He watches over to perform. God has given you the promises of God because of this covenant that you have with Him. Secondly, you must realize you're going to take it to the enemy, and you're going to possess the enemy's areas where he has kept you in bondage. You're going to possess the gate of those that hate you, and you're going to be overcoming every stronghold of the enemy in your life. A third thing is you must separate yourself from the world and from sin and walk in the ways of holiness and righteousness in order to possess the land. A fourth thing is you need confidence in God, knowing that you are well able to overcome and have prompt obedience to do what He tells you to do in order to possess your inheritance. The next thing is we have to follow the Lord fully. Just like Caleb, who had another spirit, Numbers 14:24. These are all scriptures we've looked at. He followed God fully and possessed the land. The next area, we have to smite and possess the promises of God, possess our promises by speaking the Word of God. And we have to take authority over all of the demonic spirits arrayed against us and drive them all out of every area of our life. Exodus 23:30 says, little by little, you're going to drive out the inhabitants of the land until you be increased and inherit it. The next area we talked about is they had to be armed to possess. Armed to possess. And this speaks of you putting on the whole armor of God, which is the Word of God in your mind, the Word of God in your heart, the Word of God in your mouth, the Word of God directing your steps, the Word of God being prayed out of you as you speak forth the Word of God, overcoming the enemies. Also, next areas, we need to realize that we are dispossessing demonic spirits from areas of our life, and we have to drive them all out. If we don't drive them out, they'll be like thorns. They will vex us. They will prick at us, as the Bible says. And this is important for us to drive out all of the enemies. Remember, the physical types in the Old Testament are types and shadows of spiritual realities in the New. That's the way you understand the Old Testament, relative for today in our own life. They had to drive out all the physical inhabitants out of the land, the physical land to possess it. We drive all the spiritual inhabitants out of areas of our life to possess our spiritual land, which are the promises of God. God has set the land before you. He says, go in and possess it. Another principle that we pointed out in Deuteronomy 1, be not afraid and don't get discouraged. Verse 21, be not afraid, do not be discouraged. Discouragement is a loss of courage, and fear will always cause you to draw back instead of going forward and possessing your promised land. Deuteronomy 2, another thing we realize is that we begin to possess it. He said that you begin to possess and contend with the enemy in battle. This is important because possessing your inheritance is a process. Battle, contending in battle, in spiritual warfare is a process. Many people just want to just fight one quick little battle and then just go on their merry way and do what they want in their life. That's not in line with the Word of God whatsoever. You're going to be fighting the good fight of faith and helping people get set free. Once you get set free of a problem in your life, you're going to go help others be set free as well. You know, the Bible talks about Deuteronomy chapter 3, that He told them that they were to go in and help that not only themselves possess the land, but they also were to go and help all their brethren, and they were to continue in warfare until not only themselves, but all their brethren had possessed the land the Lord had given them. You see, God wants us to be involved in helping others as well as ourselves to overcome, to break every demonic stronghold, to break every bondage, and to be liberated and set free. We saw another principle that's important for us to hearken diligently unto the statutes, the judgments of God, and do them. Hearken unto His word, and then you will possess the land. Another point in Deuteronomy 5, that the result of you doing what the word says is that you'll have life, it will be well with you, and you will prolong your days. We saw that scripture in the last broadcast, and this is because of the fact that you are obeying Him and going to possess the land. Possess means to drive out those inhabitants that have been affecting our life, and those are the demonic powers. Remember, Satan's your enemy, and you've got to take authority. God's given you authority and told you to deal with the enemy and drive him out of every area of your life. In Deuteronomy chapter 7, we're going to pick up with more principles that are so important. In verse 17, it said, "If they say in thine heart, these nations are more than I, how can I dispossess them?" He says, "Thou shalt not be afraid of them, but shalt well remember what the Lord thy God did unto Pharaoh," that's a type of Satan, "and unto all Egypt," that's to the worldly bondage that they were in. I'll tell you, God will bring you out of every bondage of the enemy. You should not be afraid of the devil. You should never, ever think that I can't dispossess these strongholds in my life. That's a lie. Don't think the devil or the problem is bigger than you and Christ. Christ is in you. He's the hope of glory. He is the one who's given you authority over the enemy. He's already destroyed the works of the enemy. He's already overcome them, and He's in you to help you to overcome as well. Praise God. Deuteronomy 8, verse 1, he says, "All the commandments which I command thee this day shall you observe to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers." He wants you to do the word of God, do the commandments of God consistently. And then what's going to happen? You're going to have His life. You're going to live with real spiritual life. And you're going to be multiplied in your life. You're going to go in and possess your promises that God has given unto you. See, these principles are important, though. You'll never possess the promises of God if you don't do the word. Deuteronomy chapter 9, he goes on in verse 1, and he says that you're to pass over Jordan this day to go in and possess nations greater and mightier than thyself. I'll tell you, a lot of times the strongholds in our life, they just look too strong. They just look impossible. No, they're not impossible. All things are possible to him that believeth. It says, "I'm going to possess the nations greater than you. The cities that are fenced and hedged, they're all going to be pulled down." And this is a type of the stronghold of demons and also the network of principalities and powers in the heavenlies. You're going to destroy them, and you're going to cast them down, and you're going to overcome. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said the cities that were great and fenced up to heaven, a people great and tall, the children of the Anakims, whom thou knowest, and of whom thou hast heard, say, "Who can stand before the children of Anak?" See, that's where the devil comes. He says, "You can't overcome me. You can't stand before my strongholds." He's a liar. God's given you authority to possess your inheritance. He says, "Understand therefore this day, the Lord thy God is He which goeth over before thee." God goes forth with you, and He goes before you. His angels are out there preparing the way. "As a consuming fire He shall destroy them, and He shall bring them down before thy face." That's right, because you're going to be right there destroying the enemies right before your face. They're going to be put under your foot because you and God are going together, taking dominion over the enemies. He said, "So shalt thou drive them out and destroy them quickly, as the Lord hath said unto them." He said, "Speak not thou in thine heart after that the Lord thy God hath cast them out from before thee, saying, For my righteousness the Lord hath brought me in to possess this land, but for the wickedness of these nations the Lord hath drive them out from before thee." God is going to drive all of your enemies out of your land. Praise God. He's going to set you free. And remember, it's because He wants you free of all the wickedness of the enemy, and He's going to perform the word of God in your life. Deuteronomy chapter 11, here in verse 8. He says that you're to keep all the commandments which I command thee this day, that you may be strong and go in and possess the land, whether you go to possess it. You must keep the commandments. You must do the word. What's going to happen? Then you'll be strong. He said, keep the commandments that you be strong. As you have the word abiding in you, that was what makes you strong. It says that over in the New Testament, 1 John 2:14. And this is so important. that when you have this strength, the strength of God, then, of course, you can go in and possess the land. You can drive out your enemies, and you're going to be victorious in your life and possess the promises of God. Verse 22 of Deuteronomy chapter 11, he says that you'll diligently keep all these commandments, which I command thee to do them, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to cleave unto him. Then will the Lord drive out all these nations from before thee, and you shall possess the greater nations and mightier than yourselves. And this is so important. You've got to realize there are prerequisites for you to possess your inheritance. They had to diligently keep the commandments of the Lord. They had to do them. They had to love the Lord their God. That's valuing him first place in your life, and it's evident by you doing the Word. Not just because you say you love the Lord, and then you go do your own thing. That's not following God. That's not loving him with all of your heart. If you really love him, you're going to do his commandments and keep his word, as it says in John chapter 14. And you're going to walk in all of his ways, and you're going to cleave unto him. He is your life. And then what's God going to do? He's going to drive all the enemies out. He's going to be going with you every place you put the soles of your foot upon. You're going to tread, and the enemies are going to be put under your foot. The Bible says in verse 25, there'll be no man able to stand before you. For the Lord your God will lay the fear of you and the dread of upon them all. That's a type of no demonic power. No physical man could stand before them. No spiritual enemy can stand before you. In fact, the truth is they are afraid of you. God has given you the authority over the enemy, and you need to rise up and do the word and be strong and possess the promises of God. Another thing he said you're going to have to destroy all the idolatry. You got to destroy all the idolatry. Deuteronomy 12, 2, he says, utterly destroy all this, all the places or the nations had followed the ways of the idolatry, and you're going to possess all these areas and overcome them. They'd serve their ungodly gods that were not real gods. And you must realize you're going to destroy all idolatry in your life, and that is whenever you look to any other source other than God, it becomes an idol in your life. Very important that you keep your eyes on the Lord. Make him first place. Let him be your total source in your life. Deuteronomy 12, 29 and 30 says, after you possess the land, he says, don't be drawn back into them. Don't be drawn back. If you get drawn back into it, you better take heed, because if you get drawn back, then you are going to be back in bondage in your life. It's important to continue to walk in the ways of the Lord. I see some people get free and then they go back in their own ways. No, you are walking with God, and you are not going to draw back in the ways of sin. Otherwise, the same problems are going to come back on you. Follow these qualities, and you will possess your inheritance. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close.